Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Pinchas ben Elazar. The Rebbe said this Chassidic discourse on Shabbos Parshas Pinchas. That year was the 24th day in the month of Tammuz, which was also Shabbos that blessed the month of Menachemov in the year Tavshin Chafei, exactly 60 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based in the verse where it says, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Pinchas, who was the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron the priest. So the Rebbe said it's brought down in the Chassidic discourse from the Rebbe Marash, the fourth Chabad Rebbe, in a Chassidic discourse where he says on this title, that this, what is brought down in many holy books, that Pinchas was a reincarnation of Nadav and Avihu, Aaron's children. And because Pinchas stood up, and he went ahead and he was a zealot for what Zimri did, so he fixed the sin of Nadav and Avihu. So the question is asked, the fact is, what was the sin of Nadav and Avihu? They came close to Hashem and they died. What does that mean spiritually? It means they had a rutzi without a shuv. They were trying to cleave to Hashem without bringing the godliness back into the world. In other words, in Kabbalistic terminology, it's called kalais ha-nefesh, their soul left the body. So the question is, how to Pinchas fix this by going ahead and killing Zimri? Because that itself is also self-sacrifice. And they, not only that, a step further, they ask, the question is, what was actually the sin of Nadav and Avihu? That what? They were cleaving to Hashem? They wanted to go on self-sacrifice? Because we know self-sacrifice is a very high way to serve Hashem. Because the fact is, we know when you say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, when you say the word Echad, you have to be willing to give over your life for Hashem. As a matter of fact, the reason why Shema comes before the chapter of Ahayu Shemaya, so that you can accept upon yourself the kingdom of Hashem first, and then you accept upon yourself the accepting of the mitzvahs. And what does it mean you're accepting upon yourself the kingdom of Hashem? That means you're willing to do anything what Hashem wants, up to the point of a serious nefesh, self-sacrifice. So if that's the case, what's this what's this negative approach about Nadav and Avihu? Also, it's known that the Maggid told the Beis Yosef, and the fact that he wanted to go ahead and die on Kiddush Hashem, but for reasons that did not happen to him. And what does that mean? He was going to die in Kiddush Hashem means he wanted, just like Nadav and Avihu, his soul will leave his body. And exactly like what happened by Nadav and Avihu. So if that's the case, what is the sin of Nadav and Avihu? Look, the Beis Yosef also wanted to do it for certain reasons, didn't happen. But it's something, a noble idea. So he explains over there, because we know the ultimate purpose is to learn Torah and do mitzvahs and in this physical world and serve Hashem from our physical body. So that's one part, but the ultimate completion of learning Torah and doing mitzvahs is when you do it through the method of Mesiras Nefesh, you're willing to give your life over for Hashem. So there's two components. On one hand, Hashem wants us to learn Torah and do mitzvahs in our physical body, but we're willing to do self-sacrifice. But one without the other doesn't work. If you just learn Torah and do mitzvahs, it's great, but you're lacking the Mesiras Nefesh part. However, just doing Mesiras Nefesh, that's not the purpose. It's not about your soul leaving the body. The soul purpose is to fuse the two. And that's the reason why we say Shema first, and then V'hayim Shemaya. Why? Because Shema comes first, you're accepting Hashem, and you're willing to go on self-sacrifice. But then you say V'hayim Shemaya, which means you're accepting upon yourself to do the mitzvahs. And that's the complete blend between accepting Hashem up to self-sacrifice, but then again accepting to do the mitzvahs in the physical body. But we don't stop with Shema. Why? Because Shema, Mesiras Nefesh HaNon, that's not the ultimate goal. It's an introduction to V'hayim Shema, doing the mitzvahs. And that's also the difference between the Rotzi, and which means wanting to leave and cleave to Hashem, and self-sacrifice of Nadav and Avihu versus the self-sacrifice of Pinchas. And also the difference also between the self-sacrifice that the Beis Yosef wanted, that the Maggid told him. Because why? Because by Nadav and Avihu, what happened was their soul left their body. And their body stayed whole. It wasn't transformed. The soul left the body. just like in the world of Toyu, the world of chaos. And those the lights left the vessels. And that's not the intent. The intent is the light should always be connected to the vessel. So another Navi's mistake was the light left the body. The soul left the body and the body was not transformed. However, the self-sacrifice of Pinchas, that was a self-sacrifice that he remained in his body. And the same thing also the self-sacrifice of the Beis Yosef. And that is the ultimate idea of Ratzui, the yearning. It shouldn't be where you're yearning and the light leaves the vessel. But on the contrary, the yearning should bring to come back into the vessel. How is that possible? Because the fact is the yearning, it's not from its nature, but you when you do the yearning, you do it in the way of a bittul of acceptance. In other words, that you want to fulfill what Hashem really wants. And then when you go with that approach, that you're leaving, but you're leaving why? Because Hashem wants you to leave, then you stay focused on bringing back the light into the vessel. It means the Ratzui will bring back to the Shuv. And that's why he tells in reference to Rabbi Akiva, when he went into the orchard, that Nichnas B'Shalom, he went in peace, and the Yatzah B'Shalom, he went out in peace. Why? Because what's the difference? Because what Rabbi Akiva was, when he went with the perspective that it's all about peace. And he went in with peace, and therefore he left with peace. And that's the revolutionary idea of the sacrifices. Because we know that the Torah portion of the sacrifices is actually written in this week's Torah portion of Baruch Pinchas. What is the whole idea of a sacrifice? It's ratzui, leaving, yearning, but then bringing back down into this world. In other words, even though in every single mitzvah you have the idea of ratzui, you're cleaving to Hashem and you're connecting to this physical world, but nevertheless, when it comes to sacrifice, you see it in a very revealed way. And that's why when it comes to the sacrifice, what does it say? Reyach nichoichi. What does that mean? Reach is ascent, which means you're elevating from milmata lamayla, from the physical world onto the spiritual world. And nichoichi, which is pleasing, is you're bringing it back down to this world. So you have it's leaving and it's coming back. Like the Chazal tell us, Hashem says, nachas ruach, it's a pleasing fragrance, shamarti, I said, and my will happened. And what does that mean specifically? That when it comes to the drawing down and sacrifice, you have two components. One is emarti, that Hashem said, which means you're drawing down from on high before you do our job, and then the pleasing fragrance that we doing what Hashem wants, which means it's Rusa Leila, the awakening high, which comes after we do our job. So you have the blend between coming down from high down below and then coming from down below. Low on high. Now in the Kuti Torah, in our Parsha, there and Rebbe says it's also which is this Chassidic discourse is also printed in the prayer book of Chassidus more at length. And there's a since now they printed the siddur with all the Chassidic discourses. So when you have something new, it's always exciting, like the Mittler Rebbe said. And there was I'm sure people are going to learn it in the siddur and in general in the Chassidic discourse. But the point is, in that Chassidic discourse, he points out that in the beginning of when he starts speaking about the sacrifices, what does it say? It says twice via Marta. You know, it says via Marta Lehem, you should tell them as Karbani Lachmi Lishai. And then it says via Marta Lehem Zaisha. So it says twice via Marta. And he explains over there that when it comes to a mitzvah, there's three components. What's the three components in every mitzvah? Machshava, your thought, your speech, and your action. And that's why he says twice via Marta. The first via Marta is referring to the reference of the idea of thought and speech. And the second via Marta is what? That the sacrifice that should be done in the way of action. So you see the cult component is, it doesn't stay just aloof in thought and speech, but it comes down into action when you have basically both components. So here you have another powerful, beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe about the powerful idea of on one hand we're yearning. We want to come close to Hashem. Our soul's ready to leave our body, but the goal is to bring back all the energy into this world. Now, let's hope and pray that we have the coming of Mashiach, and our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Yerakodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.